Show 46. Oh. Big Foamy Head.
We're gonna brew tonight. Oh yeah.
Florida Beer Show.
We're gonna brew tonight.
It ain't a podcast without the blues.
We're gonna have fun.
Some beer. We have some blues. We have some barbecue.
It ain't a juice joint without the blues. It ain't a hole in the wall, man, without the blues. You got people wall to wall, and everybody having a ball. But it ain't a juke joint without the blues.
Hey!
You got a 40-ounce on the table. You got tracks talking woman named Mabel. You got a whiskey bottle in your saddle. You got a crap game in the back. You got a waitress pouring beer in a cup. You got a barbecue burner coming up. You got a big old bouncer on the door. And some lady shaking on a dance floor. But it ain't no juke joint without the blues. You got food in the kitchen getting hot. You got a fight breaking out.
Good way to start the show.
Nice
nice effervescent head when we poured it.
Right, and we are talking about
the cloudy wheat.
The lowland wheat ale we're enjoying from Dunedin or Dunedin Brewery in Dunedin or Dunedin, Florida. Obviously, we're challenged on how to pronounce this. We're drinking the lowland wheat ale, as you heard at the opening of the show with that clever bluesy soul number we were doing. This is the Florida Beer Show, which seems almost an anomaly because Florida and beer don't always go together. I mean, you drink beer there.
Yeah, you did a show from Miami. Uh-huh. I guess you were down there working.
Yep.
And you were desperately looking for a good beer.
Desperately seeking beer. I couldn't find nothing.
Yeah.
It was sucking. And so when I went back to Florida on this trip to hell, Disney World.
The happiest place on earth.
Yeah, the happiest place on earth. I was determined to find some good beer, and I did. And we're going to tell you about that. We're also got some stuff coming up. We've got some food. We've barbecue. We've got movie reviews.
A brew day discussion coming up.
Yep. And what else we got? We've got some
Chitlin Circuit.
The Chitlin Circuit. And so what is the Chitlin Circuit? Well, we'll tell you in a minute. But this beer, man.
The website is loaded with information about it.
Okay.
It says Lowland Wheat Ale. The wheat ale of the lowlands is an American-style wheat ale brewed with German wheat and British pale malt, a cloudy refresher for all kinds.
Right.
So if that doesn't satisfy all your needs for information, I don't know what would.
But this is really, I mean, we've had wheat beers before.
Oh, this is very good.
But this is like, I mean, this is like, you know how you can put a lemon into a wheat beer? It tastes like somebody put a lemon in it. I don't know if it's, flavoring or what.
I was just commenting on the lack of information on the bulletin or their website there.
Yeah.
For example, marketing. What ingredients did you put into it? What's the alcohol by volume?
Yeah.
Yada, yada.
And that's the thing. Okay, this is the deal. Without saying this repeatedly, I cannot find alcohol on any of the beers we're drinking. None. I don't know whether it's some Florida rule or law or something, but there's no alcohol information. I looked everywhere, Rate Beer Advocate, everywhere. Nothing. I got nothing.
Maybe it's low, so they don't want to emphasize it.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, you're in Florida. You're going to drink a lot of beer if you're out in the heat, right? But this is a great wheat beer. I mean, this is like, man, I wish I could get more of this. And I can if I drive back to West Palm Beach, which is where I toted this back from. After we got through with the happiest place in hell, we drove downstream a little bit and went to West Palm, where I've got in-laws. And, man, that's a great place to go for the beach, for the pretty people running around there, and for the corner store, Bait and Tackle. Got to be one of the best beer stores I've ever been in. And it is man style all the way. You got your beer. You got your worms, your crickets, your minnows, all your rigs for your fishing, whether it's inland
it's
all the lakes.
Sounding pretty manly already.
They're just manning up everywhere. You can get gas. You can get propane.
Can you get knives?
You can get knives, matches, lighters, cigars all over the place from Ybor City. They bring them down. You know, they roll their own up there. But the cool thing about that is that everybody who's ever gone out in the wilderness, gone into the corner stores, right, you got cases of Bud and Bud Light. Well, they got that. But then you walk around a corner, and it is this huge wall of beers from everywhere. I have, to this day, never seen a wider selection of Russian, Ukrainian, Polish, Czechoslovakian, Yugoslavian beers. I mean, it's just like all kinds of stuff you've never heard of.
Was the store owner ethnic? Or, I mean,
no.
Did you?
No. Redneck, Florida
Bubba.
Guy. Bubba, yeah. And everybody in there, though, knew what they were talking about. You would not, look at these guys and immediately think, beer guy. No. But these guys knew everything. It was fantastic. Corner Store, Bait and Tackle, West Palm Beach, 561-832-2452. I got a bumper sticker.
At least it's not on your car.
This was it's not on my car. It's on
maybe
my
that's
table.
Something you put on your lawnmower or something. I don't know.
But it's really good, and it's just like, wow, this is just the coolest place, because I got the ocean behind me. I got the inland waterway. I got all the good beer. This is where I brought back that Dogfish 90. I needed a case of it, which you could, you know, you had to like kill people to get it here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got coolers of it back there. So they got everything. So great. That was what redeemed my trip to Florida.
I'm willing to bet they have an upscale clientele that go in there off the boats.
I don't know. You may be right.
Pull up
there you go. That's a good thought. I hadn't thought of that. So anyway, our first beverage from Dunedin, which we're not sure how to pronounce. It's a apparently a Scottish community. I read that somewhere.
That's probably Dunedin.
Dunedin. Okay. So that sounds good.
Sounds Scottish.
Yeah, sure.
We'll make it up.
So so there you go. And speaking of beer.
We're all about made up facts.
You got a brew coming up.
Yes, I do. And I ordered the ingredients from morebeer.com. And everybody raves about this company. Mm-hmm. Greatest thing since sliced bread. They've got all this equipment. I got to give them a B. They took 12 days to ship my order to me. In the middle of the summer, mm-hmm. with yeast, I don't find that acceptable. Yeah. So I haven't written them off yet. They've got a really great signature beer kit series, and some of the best brewers you ever heard of have assembled kits, including the guy from Rogue, right. John Mayer,
yeah.
Vinny Solaruso, whatever, from Russian River. Quite a few of these excellent brewers have put together kits, so I'm going to continue to order those kits.
Yeah.
But
this is just really slow.
I'm going to be a grumpy old man today and say I didn't appreciate waiting 12 days.
You checked the deliver by mail train box on the form?
That's right. I must have.
You must not have paid attention. It was directly above the Turtle Express there.
To their benefit, when I called, the guy was very helpful in helping me select my grains.
Okay.
And he did mention that they were up to their arses with business because of wine season.
Oh, they carry wine making.
All the people are picking their grapes and they're needing their wine making kits and wine making ingredients. So maybe it's just the my bad luck. But being in Tennessee, ordering from California, I don't know. I'll give them another shot, see if they do a little better.
Well, I mean, you did, I guess, the basic delivery. You weren't going to spring for the FedEx delivery or whatever it was.
I don't even know that they offered FedEx delivery.
Oh, okay. But. Well, you know, hopefully they'll do a little better. I mean, I guess it comes and goes. But you are brewing the Rogue Hazelnut Nectar. Is this your third time?
This will be my second time.
Second time.
First time was an extract kit that I got from Austin Homebrew. Similar situation, delivery by mule in the middle of summertime. So I've moved past extract brewing, and I wanted to get the actual grains that are listed on the Rogue bottle, which are kind of sophisticated grains.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, too, right?
It's,
like 9 or 10 different ones?
Great Western, Hugh Baird Brown, Karistan, Beeston Pale Chocolates. You know, so all these. More beer had a large percentage of the actual grains I was looking for, which is why I ordered from. So it's another plus mark in their column.
Now, are these cracked, or are you going to have them cracked?
I had them cracked. And now
so they've been cracked for 12 days.
I don't worry about that.
Well, I've heard you got to crack it right before, at least within 24 hours of using it. That's what I heard. Your boy at Mid-South Malts told me that.
Well, give me something more to worry about.
I know. I'm telling you, you're doomed. And the yeast is not the Rogue yeast, which...
No, it's
shows
not.
Back. We heard they were turning it loose, but it's just not available yet, right?
Yes, I did not find the Pac-Man yeast, so I went ahead and got the California Ale yeast. So.
Yeah, you know, it's going to come out fine. It is.
Yeah,
it is.
At least my hazelnut extract
your most suck
smells
beer
like hazelnut.
Is, your most so. Suck beer was so. Really good, so I'm not worried about it.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. It's the first time I've actually tried to piece together a recipe where I didn't have the actual amounts and ingredients, you know, the exact ingredients, so.
So you're really getting into the detective part of it, figuring this out, how to do it.
Well, I've reached out for help with
there
some of my brewer buddies to see if they've can give me some assistance. But in the end, it'll be my judgment call on how much chocolate malt do I want to put in there, how much crystal 120, you know, et cetera.
Sure.
So that'll be fun.
Well, let me circle back to what we came in on. That particular music we were listening to. Was It Ain't a Juke Joint Without the Blues, and that was by Carl Sims. And Carl is a member of this group of artists who perform in this venue known as the Chitlin' Circuit. Now, I've got Wikipedia pulled up here, and if you read on Wikipedia about the Chitlin Circuit, it says the Chitlin Circuit was a collective name given to a string of venues throughout the eastern and southern United States, of which we are in, such as the Cotton Club and Victory Grill, that were safe and acceptable for African-American artists to perform at during the age of racial segregation. The starting place of many entertainers such as Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Supremes, Ike and Tina Turner, Patti LaBelle, Jimi Hendrix, Gladys and them Pips, the Isley Brothers, and the Jackson Five. I find that hard to believe. The Chitlin Circuit, which derives its name from the soul food item chitterlings, also known as fried pig intestines, a delicacy to both the tongue and the nose.
Well, I've smelled them being cooked. I've never actually had the...
Well, you can go by a rendering factory or a landfill and get a similar whip.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, the deal is they kind of portrayed it as though it was something from bygone days. And if you listen to that music, you think, oh, yeah, that's an old Memphis kind of soul, real, you know, soul / blues R&B, real hip party type of music from back in the day. Well, here's the shocker that I learned. It ain't gone. This is new music. This is something that I love, this type of music. And you know, we've been to Stack. We've both been there. We both heard these things, featured stuff, and we had this kind of like, well, and he's dead, and this one's dead, and the other this guy's, and he's dead.
This guy's 80 with diabetes.
Yeah,
and
these guys,
he's damn near dead.
Yeah,
you know,
these guys are all alive and kicking and touring. And the cool thing about the Chitlin Circuit is you got to know about it, one, and you show up. They have age discrimination. At some of these shows and venues, you have to be a minimum of 28.
Oh, really?
They call this grown-up music. That's their other name for it.
Okay.
They will not tolerate any monkey business. You come in there, have some cocktails, enjoy some music. There's no fights. There's no cutting or shooting or drive-bys or anything. No, they're out there having a good time. So this is real good-time music, and it's just fantastic. The other thing I learned about these guys, they got squat for airplay, well, as in none, right? Mm-hmm. There's no airplay. So these people that you're going to hear, you're not going to ever hear them on the radio. You're going to hear them on the Chitlin Circuit, usually live. Where they make their money, their fans buy CDs. And we're talking tens of thousands of people show up at these things. They're
now,
huge events.
These guys were in the Mid-South 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, at the event that
DeSoto Civic Center. There were two competing events
there
the
was
same
two,
day.
Yep. Yep.
There was a Tri-State Blues Festival,
and there was
the Ornamental Metalworks.
Yep. And that was a Chitlin Circuit members, because you had like Bobby Blue Bland, you had Miss Monique, and some of the others. So we're going to play some more of these, and there's so much about this and this music and this genre. We're doing this over two shows. So this is part one of two of the Chitlin Circuit. So that was Carl Sims, very cool. Up tempo, beer drinking music.
That.
Yeah, you can't listen to that wiggling around a little bit, tapping. You know, the more beer you got in you, better it sounds. So I guess we're going to get on to our next beer, and let's listen to one more Chitlin Circuit selection. I got so many of them queued up. I'm going to play this one by one of my favorite artists, who is, this unfortunately, he is dead, Johnny Taylor, and this is called Standing In for Jody.
Shaking my tree, save all your loving, baby, save it just for me. You kiss me, but the feeling just ain't there. No, no. You're saving the real thing for Jody, and you're using me just for a spell.
Using.
I can see through that. You go running, 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 running to me. Each time Jody makes you cry. Nothing but a fool for Jody, but I'm a bitch.
Johnny Taylor, the classic, legendary Johnny Taylor. And, man, that guy's had a voice. So we're on to our second beer.
Dunedin's Piper's Pale Ale.
That's right. And I have some marketing speak here. It says that Piper Pale Ale was voted Best Florida Beer 2003 by the BFBC. What?
Those guys.
Best Florida Beer Championship.
When I'm looking for a Florida beer, I look for the BFBC rating.
Yeah. So it was voted the best Florida beer by the Best Florida Beer Championship. But this hoppy brew is made in honor of the ancient instrument of war. What, I don't know what that is. And the bagpiper who wields this musical weapon. Okay, so it's bagpipes. Inspired by Dunedin's Verwan pipe major, Sandy Keith, we ferment this beer for all to enjoy. Okay, now.
So what's the alcohol by volume, Dick?
I don't know.
What's in this thing?
There's I'm
about
guessing,
the IBUs?
I'm going to make an educated guess that it's got malt, hops, water, and yeast.
Yeast? Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's nothing. Once again, I don't know if it's a Florida rule. We got nothing.
Okay. Smells good.
There is this stuff that we do know. These beers are all on Beer Advocate, and they're fairly complimentary overall, but they all rate 83. It's not bad. It's not 100, which is what did you
it's
tell me?
It's certainly not the worst I've ever seen.
No.
I've seen some very low ratings on Beer Advocate.
But this is a pale ale, and as we learned in our previous show, Hops and Homebrews, would you classify this as an American pale ale / IPA style?
Yes, it's strong. It's got quite a bit of bitter. You can smell the
nose. Yeah, a lot of nose.
At least a few inches from the top of the glass.
As soon as you drink it, got a little hit of hops. It's not heavy. It's not very malty. It washes away, got some hops, leaves hops on the tongue.
It does very well with the show snacks that we'll talk about in a minute.
Yep.
It's a nice orange color. But going back to the Hops and Homebrew show, we do need to thank James again for being a guest on our show. Angry James Spencer fans who wrote in and said that we were censoring him.
There was we were catching heat, alleging that we had misplaced 19 minutes that apparently contained some damning evidence of James Spencer. But as it turned out, we just screwed up on the audio.
These were the Nixon tapes.
Yeah, the Nixon tapes. That's what we were compared to having said, why did you hide it? I mean, they got the one comment about it stopped at 22 something and picked up at 40.
Yeah.
It's like, did you? And I thought, did he listen to 19 minutes of silence?
No, he's just a clever guy.
He was being helpful.
He was a James Spencer fan, and I just am thankful that. Yeah. We're sharing some of James' audience
because
he's obviously the master broadcaster.
We
apologize for that.
Arkansas.
We fixed it as soon as we possibly could.
Appreciate being watched out for.
Once you download something on iTunes, I don't know how you get a fresh copy of the same show, how you reload a show.
Well, the next time you go to it, of course, here's a tip for all you listeners. If we screw up again, and we will – and you get a bad copy, go to our site.
Yeah.
It's right there. Right click, download. Or if you want to, in case you haven't been there for some reason, there's a little blue arrow. You can click on that and listen to it in your work.
Streaming audio, so you don't have to download the whole
file. It will bust through the fiercest of firewalls. If you've got internet, you can listen to it at work. So, there's all kinds of ways to get it. And don't forget, we also have some video.
That's right.
On the site too.
Hopefully, this is not news when we're announcing this because it should have broken by now. But we've been doing a multi-group video promotional.
A beer cast extravaganza.
Started by our friends over at shouldidrinkthat.com, Sick Puppy and Spoon, who introduced Groucho and Chud from thebeerreport.com, who introduced us rather glowingly, I might add.
Yep.
And we tossed it off to our friends at Dude Night.
Yep.
Who transferred to the Good Beer Show.
Yeah.
And I believe that was it for this round.
And Craft Beer Radio came in a little late, and they'll be on the next round. I saw
Jeff and Greg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be in. So it's pretty cool. Hopefully it's out by now. They'll check the website. There'll be a link to it. And if worst case, you can take a look at our segment. It's already posted.
We couldn't wait to share.
Nah.
So it's out on YouTube and on our
site. That's right. Go to YouTube, search for Beer Podcast, and
it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Into to video. Dick was doing all this gee whiz stuff that I've never seen before.
It's very cool. Just take a look and watch us consume 8 beers in 8 minutes and give reviews of same. Well, you know, we're not shy about drinking a beer.
No, we're not.
So
and that might
cool.
have something to do with our editing problems.
Yeah, it could be. So you mentioned our show snack, and this is something because, sometimes I cook stuff. Well, I didn't. Today I went by and picked up some food for us to try because on my trip to Florida, I saw barbecue restaurants everywhere, and I knew about this chain called Sonny's. Sonny's is everywhere in Florida, on the Biloxi, the coast of all along that kind of panhandle of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and then down all over Florida. They're everywhere. They're not here.
Kind of like Waffle House.
Kind of like that. Yeah, no kid. That was the other thing that was everywhere. All right, so. We finally got to eat at Sonny's, and I was underwhelmed. Mediocre barbecue. A lot of good sauces.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. 6 or 7.
If you don't like the meat, at least you can drown it in the sauce.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have that, but we got a chain here in Memphis, and this chain opened.
Kind of upscale.
Yeah, kind of upscale. It's like a hunting.
In your better malls.
Hunting lodge. It's called Smoky Bones. And apparently they are scattered over the eastern half of the United States. So some of you out there may know what we're talking about. I've never eaten there because being a true Memphodite, I do not go to non-local barbecue joints. Why would I, right? So I said, okay, well, we'll try something different. And I did not order the barbecue product. I got their wings and I got their chicken nachos because we've had barbecue nachos before. Lots of meat, things like that. Well, it was a big pan.
Yes, it's a huge pan.
Huge pan filled with huge chips, a smattering of cheese, a lot of onions and peppers, and about 4 tablespoons of chicken.
A good dash of chicken.
A dash of chicken.
If you put it in the palm of your hand and dash it on the chips. Yeah. That's what we're looking
at. It isn't that great. I mean, the chips, there's nothing on it. There's no sauce.
The hot wings are pretty good.
They're hot.
The barbecue wings are a little sweet to my taste.
So we got the buffalo wings and the barbecue wings. And that was what I wanted to try, though. The barbecue sauce, that's what they're claiming. Oh, it's our great barbecue sauce. Well, we're a dry town here. And, we like our sauce, but not to the point of where it's got to be used to carry the food. And it's okay. The hot wings are good. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. And it's going really good with our beers.
I have not been doing any barbecuing at all.
No.
But I did start catching a series of shows. I've got them all recorded on my DVR.
Mm-hmm.
It's the All-Star Barbecue Championships on OLN or some obscure network out there.
Yeah, Outdoor Living.
Oh, is it?
That's okay. What OLN is.
I had no idea. OLN.
I just remembered it. OLN, Outdoor Living Network. So
they've got an All-Star Barbecue Championship, Showdown Championships. And it's been a lot of fun. I watched the first two. The first set, they were doing some rib.
Yeah.
And the next show, they were doing some brisket. Down in Texas, and there's a Memphis show that I'm looking forward to watching.
But, and I've got TiVo, a Memphis show that was on, I think it was on E! Or History or something. It's another barbecue comparison thing. And same thing, apparently this is the big deal. Somebody gets an idea, hey, let's go do a show about all the different types of barbecue. Like that's something new.
Right.
Everybody's
never
done,
done that.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, I am vicariously barbecuing through these guys.
Okay. Well, there you go. And but we have an event coming up where you're going to.
I'm going out to California.
Well.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. You will have done that by the time this airs.
Brewgrass Festival?
No. The barbecue. The Holy Smokes.
Oh.
The barbecue at the church.
Yeah, I will be out of town for that.
You're going to be out of town for that, too?
Yes, I'm going to be at the... That's the
I'll represent.
That's the Brewgrass Festival. But I think that you and Tom Mascari both ought to compete in that.
Unless I happen to be at the Brewgrass Festival as well.
Right.
You never know.
Still keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay, so who knows what's coming up in the show. But back to this Smoky Bones.
Our point was, we can't just leave them dangling. There is a church-sponsored barbecue competition and followed by an adult back-to-school dance coming up that I'll be out of town for, unfortunately.
And for those of you who've listened for a while, you know what we sound like after the dance.
Yeah, we tend to get
pounded.
Fairly well lubricated.
Yeah.
And feeling bad the next day. So
feeling real bad for a couple of days.
We may opt not to do a show immediately after a dance in the future.
But there's always lurid stories and things to bring back from that. So I thought it was very progressive of them. Not only is there a band, beer, and wine, but there's barbecue.
That is awesome.
That's, man, we got a good church.
Yeah, I got to give kudos to the guy that arranged that.
Yeah. So, our diocese, that's where it's happening. The barbecue, Smoky Bones, it is extremely workmanlike product. Now, I haven't had their pork product.
I went to a nice dinner with my wife, sat down, ate there, good service, had steaks and regular fare like that. Mm-hmm. And it was a good place to go out for a date.
So. Well, it's called Smoky Bones Barbecue and Grill.
And
So you had the steaks?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
okay. I think I was in the mood for a steak.
Yeah. Okay, so nothing that it totally repulsed it. Well, here's the
thing. We had a fight, and that was kind of our makeup thing.
Oh, okay.
The Smoky Bones,
and then afterwards,
had a nice dinner. So,
well, this is what I noticed as soon as I walked in the place. Unlike every other barbecue joint in town, there was no aroma. You couldn't smell it.
No smoke, huh?
Nuh-huh. Huh. It's like, what the hell? How are they cooking it?
Well, they should
microwave.
They should pipe that stuff in.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go into a barbecue place around here. So anyway.
We're just kind of being grumpy old men today.
Yeah. life is sucking ass. Except for that first beer. Man, that
was
good.
Good.
This is a good beer, too. Dunedin.
Yes,
Dunedin.
How
do you say it? Dunedin. That sounds good. Good stuff. I'm enjoying them. And we got another brewery coming up.
And we're coming up to our class and culture segment.
Yes. We're going to do another one of our Chitlin circuit one. And we started off with kind of a cool up-tempo, it ain't a juke joint. And so we're going to go back into that vein and got another drinking song called Bottoms Up by Queen Golden.
Come this party, son. Yeah. You got to get on up if you want to get out. This is what I'm talking about. Check this out, y'all. We all here to have a good time. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Oh,
bottoms
yeah. Drinking liquor and sipping. Simple, and one can do. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Oh
shaking round and round. Exciting me, bottoms up, oh yeah. Now everybody wants to see bottoms up. It's bottoms up, oh yeah. No bottoms down. Can't nobody see. Shake it round and round and round and round and round. Yeah, I see all that brother here bobbing it up. Now, what about old star over there? She bobbing up too.
That's all about. Round and round.
Yeah, I see Sally over there coming. She bobbing up. She got pretty bottom, baby. Yeah.
Says Quinn Golden, and as it turns out, once again, I'm a liar.
He's passed away.
He's dead.
Yeah, Dick goes, but, man, I'm bummed.
Yeah. What the hell? I just got, didn't I say at the beginning, they're still alive.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a curse or what. Well, okay, but Quinn, whose birth date I cannot find, passed away here a couple of years ago, and I'm real bummed about this because this is a local guy.
Born in Memphis, Tennessee.
And it says here he came to prominence in the UK in 1990, so that not that very long ago. It does say in the early days, toured with Stax Record artists opening on occasion for the Barcades.
We talked about them in the past.
But, man, I mean, smooth voice.
Worked for Al Green. We talked about him in the past.
There you go. The group were later to become the band Switch, who in turn were originally produced by Jermaine Jackson. So Quinn was, he's a cool guy. Good songs. All his songs are focusing around parties and having a good time. And I don't know if that contributed to his heart attack in July 2003 and passed away here in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm. Well, I'm bummed. I guess a beer will fix that, though.
Yeah. Let's have a beer.
And what do you know? We have one.
more Florida beers.
More Florida beers. And we're switching breweries. And this is where I just showed you. We're looking at these bottles, and I said, looking at these, wouldn't you think we're looking at three different brewers, completely different looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at a brewer called Hurricane Reef.
Yep.
And then
what does that say? Honey Rose.
Honey Amber Rose, but that doesn't really say doesn't really say anything.
And then here's this very
Native
plain,
lager.
Simple Gatorade looking. Logo, Native Lager. That's all it says. Okay, so what I know about this beer, I thought I was on to something because it says down here, brewed and bottled by Indian River Beverage Corporation, exclusively for the Native Brewing Company. And then it has a website address, www.freshbeer.com. So go and look at that thinking, oh, okay, they named their Native Brewing Company, named it Fresh Beer. No, Fresh Beer is the distributor. And there's a bit of misinformation. For some reason, I don't know whether all these Florida beers are clouded in secrecy. They don't want you to know anything. Once again,
I think they're probably all contract brewed.
Well,
in other words, somebody has brewing capacity. You go up to them, you give them your recipe, you say, brew my stuff, bottle it,
well,
and label it.
I started thinking that, and I looked at that fresh beer, but apparently, and then I thought, oh, man, I made a big discovery. Yeah, they're contract brewers. Here's Native Lager, and scroll down. Oh, there's this other one. Then there's this other one. And then I saw Dogfish Head, and then I saw some of the others. Oops, they're distributors. They don't brew nothing. They just, what they do, their big shtick is, they will get you Florida beer and run it down to wherever you are in Florida directly from the factory. that's their bit, right? That's what they call fresh beer, direct from the factory to you.
There's being a professional beer caster, you tried to track them down today.
I did. I called.
You're making phone calls.
I was making calls, slipping fives and tens everywhere.
And I couldn't get contacts.
Yeah. So anyway.
Julio down in the corner.
Yeah.
And saying, give me the skinny on these guys.
So we got some marketing speak.
Yeah, we're drinking a Native Lager, and this is actually a good beer.
It is good.
I'm very happy with it. It's a nice hoppy lager.
I'm getting all choked up just thinking about it. Or could it be the dry-ass chicken nachos?
Yeah, these chicken nachos get like a C-.
Yeah, they're sucking more as they get cold.
Yeah.
That's the true test of barbecue. Is it good cold?
I think my daughter could have thrown that together, honestly.
Well, yeah, she was blindfolded. The Native Lager, as the name implies, is a lager. And the first thing you said was, it's hoppy.
Yeah, you don't get too many hoppy lagers.
No. So the marketing speak, brewed specifically for Florida, Native Lager is a smooth-tasting golden lager with absolutely no aftertaste.
Gotta give them that.
Use the finest German hops, malts, and yeast to produce this easy-drinking, light-tasting beer.
They use water, too, I bet.
83, again, on Beer Advocate.
So all these are getting the same rating on Beer Advocate.
That's good.
I wonder how many people are actually rating them.
Mm-hmm. It does have, to me, it's a little maltier. And there's another review, and I glom this off of Beer Advocate. It says, pours a light orange with a white head. That is not a light orange to me.
That's a golden yellow.
Yeah. That dissipated quickly from a brown 12-ounce bottle. Well, I thought it poured a good head.
Mm-hmm.
Still got some. The aroma, while very mild, is hoppy. Yes.
It is.
Taste starts out malty and finishes hoppy.
No, this is a good
beer. It's good. It's a good drinking beer. A touch of sweetness is also present.
Well, not that starting off malty is bad.
No, but not at all.
This isn't a strong malty flavor.
No. It says a touch of sweetness is also present, but not overwhelming. That's true. It says it's better than I expected. Definitely worth, definitely better than the big three. The football beers, as our boy Jeffrey T says. Contract brewed by the Indian River Brewing Company for Fresh Beer, Inc. Well, that's not true. I looked it up. So the reviewer was sort of off. Now, here's what I found out. I thought this was like some other brewery, and then I got to find out, when I look it up on Beer Advocate, it says Florida Beer Company / Indian River. Apparently, they bought Indian River. So the next three beers that we have, and apparently many, many more in Florida, are all owned by the Florida Beer Company. Are they contract brewers? Well, they didn't sound like it. I called and the company directory lists like six people. And, you're cracking up in our next room. What are we getting
hurricane
into?
Hurricane Reef.
Okay, so we're going to do the Hurricane Reefs. And these.
This would be the Raspberry Wheat Ale.
Yeah. And they were, they got next to nothing. I gave up trying to find out information. I got one line on here. Hurricane Reef, Raspberry Wheat. This is the only one.
We need to put Mulder and Scully on this.
Well, I'm calling them. I'm calling these guys.
This is the X-Files.
Okay. But in the meantime, while we're working through this.
This is a nice amber.
Yeah.
It's got probably about a half-inch head on it.
And you did a straight pour.
Pour, as always, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, this is a wheat. Back to a wheat. Which
Nice.
Yeah. Smell good.
I love the raspberry.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me about... speaking of beer and all the different beers, while we are more about quality, you recently experienced a cinematic quantity episode when you went to see
Beer Fest.
The movie.
Sophomoric humor.
That's right. Hijinks ensue.
Don't do this at home. It will kill you. The amount of binge drinking and... excessive quantities and gratuitous titties and...
Titties and beer,
yeah. It's
Frank Zappa was a...
I loved it.
You were getting all choked up, misty-eyed, just thinking about it, right? Yeah, because he's like you say, sophomore here. I'll probably see it again.
Yeah, purely awful movie, but it was funny. I enjoyed it.
Man, this raspberry...
There's absolutely no depth to it.
This is a chick beer.
Yes, it is. Well, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I like raspberry beers.
So if you poured enough of these in a woman, could you get her to go see Beer Fest, the movie?
No, you could not.
Okay.
There's absolutely no redeeming qualities as far as... Okay. Although there were quite a few young women in the audience.
Yeah? What were they doing?
Well, I'm guessing they were between 18 and 21, and I was wondering why they were at a beer-drinking movie.
Like a gaggle of them, or were they with boys, or...
There were a few boys.
Okay.
A similar age range.
They're probably all giggling about, oh, look, we can go do that now.
Yeah, I don't know. They have a stern warning at the beginning, obviously. They did? Oh, yeah. Don't do this.
It'll kill you.
Yeah. You okay. will die. Exactly.
So you went to this movie with expectations of seeing about beer and Beer Fest and different. Did they even mention type of beer?
No, it was – well, the one guy did have a secret recipe, and there was a kind of a funny scene for me when they homebrewed this recipe, and they're bringing out their malt extracts and all that, and they had their pots and pans and all that. You can tell that they went to a homebrew shop and bought some –
put all of a half hour of worth of research into this movie.
Yeah, some accessories to at least drag across the screen for a 30-second shot.
Okay.
And then – in one scene, they had a huge vat of beer. Of course, it was made out of glass, so it was see-through, and a guy fell into it. And, you know, I won't tell you that he died in the scene, but he dies in it. But
he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the yeast was pulling him down of all the
ridiculous
things.
Okay, so
I mean, the premise was he falls into the beer vat, and the yeast pulls them to the bottom. It's like, well, yeast doesn't really do that.
The special strain of killer yeast.
Yeah, there you go. So
that's cool.
I think you described it when you made your apricot beer.
Yeah.
That the yeast were playing with the apricots. They're literally tossing them out of the beer. You know.
Okay. So I can see that.
Yeast tend to lift up. But
it would take a lot of yeast to do that.
So on a reality scale, this movie rates a minus 20 or so.
No, this is an escapism movie. All right. Now, when you went to see this, had you consumed a beer prior?
No, I was sober.
Because you went with your son, right?
No, I actually went by myself. I was sober.
He
was supposed to go. He slept. Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Okay. He's actually like me.
Well, you were incapacitated.
I was. No, I wanted to go. But, yeah. So, this raspberry wheat.
Well, we'll have to go again together.
I know. We got to go.
Maybe enjoy a beverage beforehand.
And see, I had this all planned out. I wanted to go, and prior to and immediately after, hit Flying Saucer, the Tap House, right?
That's an excellent plan.
I think that's
by the
only way to do it, right?
Yeah.
And my wife was not going to go. She had no interest in going. So, yeah. And we could have found...
She needs to go find a movie like Brokeback, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a female version of Brokeback Mountain with Jessica Alba in it. I've seen the promos for it. It looks pretty good.
So, we knocked out our raspberry. We have got to start on...
Hurricane Reef Pale Ale.
Another pale ale. Now, we've kind of been ping-ponging here between wheats and pale ales.
We're just taking them as they come.
Yeah, we are. And this is another one. Looking at this, I got nothing. There's just nothing. Go to floridabeer.com. It's some marketing speak, you know? All right, so what do you get? It's a little darker.
Yeah, it's a little darker. It's a pale ale, right?
So yeah. Are you listening
to it? We're not expecting an IPA.
I thought I saw you hold it up to your ear.
No, I'm thinking.
Is this something new? How does your beer sound? You listening? Is the yeast talking to you? Okay, good.
No, this is good. Okay, this has malt character.
Yeah.
This is what that guy should have wrote about this one, because it starts off malty and has a nice smooth amount of hops to it. So
would you say
this is actually
more
a good recipe
akin to the British pale ales versus the American pale ale? More, what was the words? Aggressive. Pour is a good – I mean, I just
it's
did
not
a straight, splashy pour from the second half of the bottle. I got a one-inch head, good-looking head. That's like beer photography right there.
Nice white.
I need a still. I need a shot of this right now. Good-looking beer, and got a nice gentle malt.
nose to it.
No, hop, I'm not going to say nose, it's British, sorry. But it's it does – pale ale is a good category for it.
Yeah.
It does fit in there.
It's not hopped. I mean, it's not an
it's
IPA.
It's not an IPA.
Mm-mm. Okay, it's got a little finish. It finishes a little hoppy.
Do you get that malt in the beginning?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Okay, so Hurricane Reef, cool labels. It shows one of those seaplanes coming in as the sun sets with the palm trees blowing over, and there's a little dock out there and all. So it's very cool. But we've just got nothing for information. There's no alcohol by volume, nothing. And the website is Florida Beer. If you go to this website, beautiful. Pictures everywhere. No information. I called them. I'm going to call them again. And I'm going to track this down. This is a mission. I'm going to find out what the hell is in this other than what I said. Okay, Cascade hops. Well, who couldn't tell that? You can smell those coming off.
I'm starting to come up with a theory that your really good breweries are close to something – some area where they grow one of the major ingredients of beer.
Okay, I'd buy that.
Up in the Northwest where they grow all the hops,
right?
You get tons of great beers around Oregon, Washington, California.
Yep.
You go out to the Midwest where they grow all the wheat and the malts.
Yep.
You get more great beer. Down in Florida, they're not growing the ingredients.
No, everything's burnt to death. Well, I'm curious, though, about these guys because they've got a lot of good beers. We haven't had a really – we haven't had a bad beer yet.
No,
these are all good. There is variation on all these, too. But I just want to know, what is this? Is there some kind of, like, leg breakers or something? You know, Jimmy, the beer guy, comes in, threatens, you know, you got to turn over the rights to your brewery or your kid, you know, your kid gets out of school at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be there to pick him up.
There's some backstory. It's kind of like that Georgia beer that was brewed in Maryland that we drank.
Oh, yeah, the Terrapin thing.
Yeah, the Terrapins.
Well, but they're not, though. From what I can tell, they're brewed in Florida. Florida Beer is a brewery. There's just something about beer in Florida. They're just keeping it a secret. Hmm. I can tell you, without I looked, none of this beer was in Orlando. None of it was in Miami. I could not find any of this beer.
They had the Home Brewers Conference there. I was surprised. Why was it in Orlando, Florida?
Because
it's not a beer haven.
Because it's Florida.
Well, yeah, you can take the wife and kids to Disneyland. But
well, yeah, I mean, if you got to go somewhere, you know. Wisconsin would have been your first choice, but why not Florida?
Yeah.
You know? These pasty white homebrewers out there in their Speedos. You got the visual?
Yeah, I didn't need that one, actually. So.
Back hair for days. Got kinds of noise coming through the Big Foamy Head Studios.
It's 9:30. I heard a lawnmower fired up.
Yeah, well, you know. You got to wait till the killer heat goes down. It's only down to about 85 now. It's 9:30 at night. Time to mow the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was next door to the neighbors. But, you know, with these quality $20 microphones, you can't hear that. So what do you think about this pale ale?
It's very good.
I'm
enjoying it. It's more malty than hoppy.
And I saved this last one. I wasn't sure what this is. The guy at the Bait and Tackle joint corner store, Bait and Tackle, said, you got to try this. Pretty good. It does not say beer on this label. It says malt beverage. Words that strike fear into your heart. Malt beverage could mean anything.
Like Colt 45.
Zima.
Malika.
Zima. It's kid beer. This is something that... yeah, malt liquor. That at least says liquor, you know. But this is malt beverage. There's Boone's Farm malt beverages out there. So anyway, I was kind of spooked about this. But once again, Beer Advocate 83. And they classify this as an American Amber / Red Lager.
Red Lager.
Okay.
And it's so they're considering it a beer.
Yeah, and it's got this very decorative, almost female sort of label, Honey Rose Amber.
Yeah, it's a rose.
Big rose, Southern Belle looking. So the reviews on this, though, Beer Advocate read very nicely, and Rick's poured this, our fourth in the Florida beer.
Well, it's got rose hips in it.
Does it really? Does it say that?
Yeah. Malt beverage brewed with honey and rose hips and honey added.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, and I'll say this for our dessert beer.
Okay.
I hope I'm not wrong. To wind up our chicken wings and horrifying bad chicken nachos. So the nachos sucked.
This is our grumpy old man
Yeah,
show.
We're pretty
we're
pissed.
Just kind of bitching and complaining about stuff tonight.
We're whining.
We just cut a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there was a momentary lapse of reality. We went back and said, we don't even want to bitch about this. It's that bad.
Yeah.
But this Honey Rose, it's a malt beverage. I think Beer Advocate or whoever the hell put that on there was being kind.
Completely unremarkable.
It is a malt beverage.
I get almost no nose off of it. Now, granted, we've been drinking and having barbecue and, you know,
yeah,
stuff
but
like
still,
that. But
it is a lager. I do get that sort of lager kind of taste, but it is unremarkable.
Give it to your cousin.
Yeah.
You know, this is the beer you set aside and you give it to your cousin.
Don't buy this.
No. Or don't buy it at all. That's even better.
Give it to your girlfriend. There you go. Now, but overall, though, the beers that we've had, the Florida beers, pretty good. Considering Florida,
yes.
When you say, a guy at work today, I said something about, we're going to talk about Florida beers. And they go, Florida has beers?
Yeah, like, no kidding.
Yeah, who would have thunk? I mean, like I said, we don't think about these things. The Jessica Alba Brokeback Mountain thing intrigues me.
Can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah.
I forget who the co-star is, but.
I don't know. It's another woman.
You know, it's two women waking up to explore
their
intimacies and their strong feelings towards each other. And
that's right.
With Jessica Alba.
Is this real?
Girl.
Maybe not.
In my dreams.
Yeah, I mean, go on.
No, look on the internet. You'll find the promo.
Because if it's on the internet, it must be true.
I've seen the poster.
Yeah.
They've already made the advertising poster.
Okay. Well, we're going to close out. We're going to wind up with a couple of things. And the last guy I played, I've already checked to make sure he's not dead.
He's young.
He's very young. He's like 22, 23 years old, Sir Charles Jones. And listen to this, because if you've been paying attention, and there will be a test on this later, we've had songs earlier on in the show. You heard Johnny Taylor singing Standing In for Jody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this song that we're about to play is called Better Call Jody.
Wow. Is there a Jody theme going on?
What is up with Jody? We're going to tell you this and more on the next exciting installment of Big Foamy Head.
Look forward to that. Get your decoder ring out.
That's right. Same Big Foamy Head time, same Big Foamy Head channel. So we're going to wind it up. And this is Sir Charles Jones. He's not dead.
He's on the Chitlin' Circuit.
Cool guy. Better Call Jody. Enjoy this. We'll see you next time.
Drive safe.
This song is for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved ones. Especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry, you better call Jody. When the bills get high, girl, you better call Jody. When you get sick, no insurance, you better call Jody. Cause I'll be long, long gone, you better call Jody. Oh. That a poor woman dreams to live. But you were no Jody. Had to fool around. How could you be so foolish? Now I gotta put you down. I know you say that you wouldn't need Jody if I wouldn't leave you alone. But how can I work and provide for you if I'm at home? Pack your bags and don't let me go hit you.
Man, will Mr. Jody do the